You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, let's get to that really juicy investment, big investment, major investment that was announced today by Rio Tinto, becoming the second mining company this week to announce a major move in the renewable energy space that will help power its mines eventually. It is partnering with France's Voltalia to set up the Bolobedu photovoltaic plant that will supply up to 300 gigawatt hours annually to the national power grid. Earlier this week, you will remember that Anglo American also announced something similar, talking about a renewable investment also with a company that has French ties here in South Africa. But we've got Werner Duvenage, the managing director of the Richards Bay Minerals Mine, which is owned by Rio Tinto. Werner, thanks so much for your time. Is this about reducing your dependence on Eskom and the constant power cuts, or is it about reducing your environmental footprint, or is it a combination of both?
Good afternoon, Fifi. Yeah, I think we can say it's a little bit of both. First of all, it is mainly because we want to reduce our carbon footprint. So that was the driving force. But of course, there's benefits that comes with it, and that is making us less reliant on Eskom as well.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see the pace of deals that are being announced by your sector right now, just ramping up on your renewables capacity. And one has to wonder about the timing and whether it has got anything to do with the fact that regulation in the space has become a little bit more favorable of late.
Yeah, you know, Rio Tinto has made some commitments a couple of years ago, last year specifically, around carbon abatement with very clear targets for 2025, 2030 and beyond. And we've been working actually for quite a while on getting new renewable projects off the ground and signed off into formal agreements. And it has certainly helped with the regulation changes. That has definitely helped us to expedite this process.
Right. So in terms of getting this particular project off the ground, you do guide that you are set to start with construction next year, it would seem, and that would last about a year. So in terms of the paperwork and regulatory approvals, is that all done and dusted?
It's almost done and dusted. So that's why we're not starting this year. There's a few, I mean, they call it a financial close. So that just needs to be finalized in the next couple of months. But Voltalia has got banks on board, South African banks, mm-hmm. that is funding the project and has already approved it. And most of the regulatory approvals, they are also in place. So not 100%, but very close to it. Everything is in place.
Mm-hmm. And how much is this all going to cost?
Yeah, well, Voltalia has not announced the cost of the project yet, and hopefully they will do so soon. But what I can tell you is that the rates we will be charged by Voltalia, including the transmission rate or the wheeling rate by Eskom, gives us rates that's lower than the current Eskom rates. So from our perspective, it's even financially a very good outcome.
All right. But talk to us practically about how this is going to work. I mean, this 300 gigawatt hours annually, is this all for the Richards Bay Minerals Mine?
It's all for Richards Bay Minerals Mine. We consume about 1.3 to 1.8 terawatts hours power. So, I mean, that's just a lot of numbers, but it will make up about 10% of our carbon footprint will be reduced by this. And what it means effectively is that, you know, this project's in Limpopo, that's where it will feed into the grid. Mm-hmm. And those units will be given as a credit to us here in Richard Bay at the operations. And then there's a fee for handling that transfer. So, I mean, theoretically, it's meant for us, but in practice, it's additional power that goes into the grid, and we still take the power from the same place where we take the power.
All right. Sounds Sounds really interesting. But I'm also interested, Werner, in a separate topic, a bit left field from your announcement, but perhaps potentially relevant to your minds right now. The labor situation at Transnet, is this a concern for you, the strike, and particularly if that strike is lasts longer than many hope?
Yeah, no, it's very critical to us, and we've been monitoring it since early this morning. You know, all our exports goes via the port of Richards Bay, which is just on our doorstep, and 95% of our product gets exported. So really, really critical for us, especially keeping in mind that we've been sitting with bottlenecks that earlier in the year that has really made it difficult for us to get our products exported, and we finally just caught up on that. And now we are very worried about the situation with Transnet.
Yeah. Yourselves and Thungela, it would seem, although Thungela announcing that it is confident that it will be able to mitigate the worst-case scenario. But Werner, thanks so much for your time and taking the questions. Werner Duvenage, the Managing Director of the Richards Bay Minerals.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.